This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We hear a lot on this program about China and its incredible economic growth. Today, we're bringing you the stories of five people trying to make it in Shanghai. A factory girl, a property developer, a manipulative tycoon. They're all characters in Ta Shao's new book, Five Star Billionaire. The book is fiction, but it feels like a very real glimpse into modern China. Ta Shao joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this novel. It follows five characters in Shanghai, and to someone who has never been there, seems to paint an economic picture of the new China. What were you trying to show in this book?
Well, I was trying to show how really China is shaping the lives of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people. Countries like Malaysia, China, Indonesia, Thailand, all these people are reacting to the rise of China. And what I hoped to do was for the readers to be able to see China through their eyes and see that the rise of new China is something incredibly complex.
Why did you choose to set your book in Shanghai?
Well, because I think that Shanghai is the most symbolic of all the big Chinese cities at the moment. It's the most international. It's the most obviously capitalist. There's a sense in which China would like Shanghai to be their emblem. Shanghai has always been a very international city. It has a long history of welcoming people from other countries and other cultures. Before the war, Shanghai was one of the great cities of the world, incredibly hedonistic, incredibly international. And one sees vestiges of this today, coupled with, of course, you know, this huge influx of wealth.
Is this a story about money?
Absolutely, it is. It's also a story about how money shapes people's way of thinking. And how I think, you know, Asia has come to define itself in relation to money. And I think that's what's really at the heart of this novel, the way modern Asian people have really quite fundamentally changed the way they think.
I want to talk a little bit about the characters in your book, because this is fiction, but you have painted the picture of five archetypes, really, of modern China. Tell me about them and why you chose these characters, why you created these people.
Well, I created these five characters because I wanted to show how Asia is not just about it's really about many different stories. So they all come from very different social backgrounds, and they react to China therefore in a very different way. So, for example, Justin is a very successful property developer. He comes from a long established Chinese family, and so he sees China's rise in a very different way from, say, Phoebe, who's a factory girl struggling to make her mark in this new city.
Your chapter headings, I want to read a few of them. Move to where the money is. Embrace your bright future. Know when to cut your losses. Explain those a little bit.
Well, they were really inspired by the fact that everywhere I went in China, the best sellers in every single bookshop were self-help books, and they were largely self-help books that dealt with how to get rich. And so I wanted to write a pastiche of those self-help books. I also wanted to make a small commentary on the way China has seized on this very American idea of self-help, that the idea that you can improve every aspect of your life by reading a book. When you look at the way life in China is now, there's obviously a lot of money, which has transformed people's lives, but there's also a lot of unhappiness.
Who is your audience for this novel, and what do you want people who know nothing about China to take away from it?
I think my audience is a global audience. I don't write for a global audience, but I think I'm lucky in that all the things I'm interested in as a writer are the things that I think everyone else is interested in. I think we're all interested in how the world is changing. We're all interested in shifting boundaries. The way I see it is that coming from small-town Malaysia and going to Shanghai isn't necessarily very different from coming from small-town Iowa and going to New York to reinvent yourself, to seek a new life. And so I guess as a writer, I'm really interested in how people are similar in their differences. And if I think about my reader, I'd really like them to take that away, the fact that everything is ultimately very universal, in spite of the fact that the setting might be different.
Tash Au is the author of the novel Five Star Billionaire. Tash, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.